with my shoe. Then your face will pass me like a ghost. That's always when I want you most. I can't remember where I am. Been staring at the clock again. And I don't wanna burn it down. Because if I do, you won't come around. In my dreams every night, you will take me by surprise. Like a drug I abused, I want to, but I have to.
Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back. Hi, thanks for tuning in to WMFO in Medford. You are listening to Even the Birds, and I have two guests today. Wait, what mic are you on?
I'm four.
Three? Okay. You guys can talk. Introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm Jamie Kishimoto, aka Jay Kishimoto. And you might know me from our regular episodes of Snake Facts.
I'm Mir. You don't know me yet, but you're gonna know me. You'll all know me. Don't worry. Everyone's gonna know me. That's Mir, not Amir. Don't you dare call me Amir.
Yep, so these two are both my housemates, and I'm just going to get started with music right now, and then think of what else to say and play for the rest of the session. So here we go. We got some Leanne LaHavis coming right at you. Enjoy.
To do, I won't let
What's up, listeners? You just heard Time Consumer by
Coheed and Cambria.
And that was a mere suggestion. And before that was Leanne LaHavis, No Room for Doubt, at the 2013 Barn Session, wherever that takes place.
Probably a barn.
It is most definitely a barn. But where's the barn?
Probably in Sessions, Idaho.
Anyways, I prefer that version over the original because it does not have the guy singing in it, and you get to appreciate Leanne's voice a lot more.
Is it old man McDonald from his red barn coming in singing his country music,
playing the banjo?
Oh, McDonald.
That's how banjo sounds, right?
Definitely. That's definitely a banjo. That was a little loud. And this marks the beginning of our segment.
It's not quite Snake Facts. So I just got back from a trip and I could not bring my giant snake book with me, so had to be entertained in other ways on the flight over, namely by watching The Shape of Water, which I've been meaning to watch for a while.
Ooh, how was it?
It was very Guillermo del Toro.
What was its shape?
Are you talking? So it was described, but not shown. It was described how it works physiologically. In a rough way, but no, not shown, which is why it received that one poor review from that one viewer.
Was it a square?
No, basically she kind of cupped her hands in front of her, and then in between the two hands, like, poked out her finger to imply that it was an emergent property, so to speak. So I just did really quick Googling on fish stuff. And as you might expect, they don't have too much, because for the most part it's external fertilization that takes place with fish, where the female lays the eggs and the male comes over and fertilizes them. So it's not even taking place inside the female. But with some fish, you do have something called a genital papilla, if that's okay to say on air. And it's basically a tube-like structure located behind the bum hole. I don't
top-notch
know.
Censoring.
I had to work my way around this, really. Mm. Both females and males have it, though. But it's just a urogenital tract, extension of the urogenital tract, which helps them fertilize or deposit eggs. So I don't know that that's necessarily accurate, but then again, the guy in Shape of Water looked a bit more amphibious than fish, and I'll have to get back to you on amphibious business, because I hadn't looked it up yet. But, I hope you enjoyed that little segment I call Fish Business.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
That's it. It was quite fishy.
Okay. I've yet to find a song, so we're gonna put this back up and talk a little bit more. Oh wait, this is the Snake Facts song. Crap.
Maybe I can save that for another session.
Oh, okay. I can think of a bird fact, maybe. Or maybe it will just be obvious, like birds have scales on their feet.
Whoa.
They're dinosaurs. Isn't that so cool?
Squawk. They're branched off right after Crocodilia on the evolutionary scale. So that's pretty crazy. crocodiles and birds branched off of dinosaurs.
Wowzers.
That's croctacular.
I'm gonna have to keep on talking because the song I wanted to play has profanity in it.
Oh, no, they talk about bumholes. No.
Yes, more like the stuff that comes out of cows' bumholes.
Fertilizer?
The song is actually called Fertilizer.
Wow.
It's not about the actual substance fertilizer, though. let's go with... Ready? Name a song. Or name a word. Any word.
Bum.
That's not going to give us a good song.
Whole?
Okay, give me another word.
Half.
Let's see what we get on YouTube. Okay, we're going to play the song A Whole Half of It and All by various artists.
That's my favorite artist.
Actually, there's a little pentagram action going on here,
so
I don't know if
it's a screamo.
I don't know what it is.
It's quite a genre switch for even the birds.
Yes. Are there lyrics here?
To be fair, I think birds also kind of go anywhere from really relaxing to... screaming and...
Oh, they scream a whole lot, yeah.
Oh, let's play that segment of the bird singing,
Let the bodies hit the floor. Yeah, yeah. I like that. That's a good idea. Okay, you're about to hear a bird sing. Very talented African gray. Fun fact, African grays can live up to, I believe it is 75 years, maybe even longer.
Wowza.
People have to write much larger birds in their wills a lot of the time because their birds will outlive them. Anyways, let the bodies hit the floor, bird. Okay, we're going to be serenaded for 40 seconds by this lovely, lovely creature. So here we go. Enjoy a parrot singing. Let the bodies hit the floor. Which has reminded me of a song to play. It is also related to birds, believe it or not.
Oh, is also related to birds, believe it or not, is like my third favorite song.
I'm so glad, then you'll recognize it. Let's go.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. For this moment to be free, blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night. You were only waiting for this moment to arise, blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of a dark black night, blackbird singing in the dead of night. dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Better, and every part of me is saying go get her. The two of us ain't gonna follow your rules. Come at me without any of your fancy tools. Let's go, just me and you. Let's go, just one on two. Go ahead and try and hit me if you're able. Can't you see that my relationship is stable? I can see you hate the way we intermingle, but I think you're just mad cause you're single. And you're not gonna stop what we made together. We are gonna stay like this forever. If you break us apart, we'll just come back to you. Be twice the gem that you are. I am a
always ready to talk.
Good. Very good. So, what should we talk about?
Do we...
Nice weather we're having, huh?
Wanna get... freaky?
I mean...
Cause... I think it's back for another session of Fish Business. And then we're gonna branch off a bit and go to amphibians as promised, because I did a quick little search. And like fish, most amphibians will fertilize eggs externally. So there's no funky business going on that we're familiar with anyway. Maybe they see it as funky. Basically, the male deposits a little present. The spermatheca, a spermatophore, and the female will, the male wafts over some pheromones by like wiggling his tail, get a little draft up in the air, some good smells.
Wait, drafts in the water?
Yeah, don't think about it too much.
Okay, I stopped thinking.
And the female will come over and basically collect her present in a little place called a spermatheca. And She can keep that there and fertilize her eggs as she likes. These are in salamanders and newts, by the way, so there are other amphibians which externally lay their eggs, and the males come by and fertilize them. And then there's these really weird Sicilians, which are a group of limbless serpentine amphibians. And these are one of the only ones that have what you could technically classify as nasty business, which the male and the female lock for 2 to 3 hours. The male using something called a phallodium, which you can, well, let's leave it at that. And it's basically the same deal where the male's depositing his gift in a more direct way, shall we say, not just leaving it on the doorstep, wafting over perfume. But yeah, so far we haven't found a precedent for the imagery described in Shape of Water.
I found him. He's in the lighthouse.
I'm not following, Mir.
You're looking for the president.
Oh, precedents. Precedents, okay. I thought you were implying some things about our president's...
No, that's a completely tame
down
joke.
There, okay.
Could be used in any time period. Oh, I have a fact, too.
Ooh, what type of fact?
Fish business.
Ooh, fish business.
So, despite the fact that fish have scales, it actually does not give them enhanced measuring abilities. Yeah, that's about it.
Oh my god.
I need some time to recover from that one.
You're watching Even the Birds. Oh wait, you're not watching. You can't watch it. You're listening to Even the Birds.
You don't want to watch this disaster.
I want to be watched.
We are watching you.
Oh, okay. I'm being watched. Yeah. I'm satisfied. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah. You okay over there, Jamie?
Is that
having
too intense?
A mild allergic reaction to my beloved dog. He's so cute and he's so allergenic because he licks himself constantly.
Oh, Duke. Oh, Duke. What a pup. Oh, gonna fade out of that. And we're gonna hop into another Estelle song. So let's go. That's not an Estelle song, that's an advertisement. And also me shop channel still going on.
We should mash up the Estelle song with a me shop channel song. That's a terrible idea, don't do that.
Oh, that would be so bad. Oh my god. Earblood. Not earblood.
Take a moment to think of just flexibility, love, and trust. Take a moment to think of just flexibility, love, and trust. Here comes a thought that might alarm you. What someone said and how it harmed you. Something you did that failed to be charming. Things that you say are suddenly swarming. It's okay.
Somerville cares about prevention. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message has been brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online at Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervilleema.gov. I mean, somervilleema.gov/SCAP.
SCAP?
S-C-A-P, not S-K-A-P.
Ah.
Yeah, that's the SCAP.
Somerville Cares About Prevention. SCAP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, that I get it.
SCAP, yeah.
Somerville Cares About Prevention.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Perfect.
Somerville Cares.
It does. I love Somerville.
It's a nice place.
It's an amazing place. Everyone's so crazy here, in a good way. People blowing bubbles out randomly.
The bubble girl.
Yes.
I like the bubble girl.
At noon.
Someone in Davis? Or in
no,
Tufts?
Like on Route 16, like if you're going to Stop and Shop, there's someone who like has giant bubbles that she just creates, like, from the, like, second floor
on the porch. Big bubble wands.
I'm surprised I haven't seen her.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I saw it once. It was awesome. Oh. Yeah.
Quite a spectacle.
My cousin in Seattle lives right above a McDonald's, and she says she observes all sorts of human behavior from there, such as one time there is a man who was naked and rolling around in the puddle saying, "I'm dying, help me." And people were just kind of driving past him. But someone at some point called the police, and then when he saw that the police were coming, he ran out still butt naked. And bum naked. And headed for the hills.
I wonder about the mentality of those people, because you're saying, "I'm dying, help me." And, you know, police are generally there to help. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh no, it's help, gotta run.
Mm-hmm.
I assume he wasn't quite sober and might have had higher paranoia rates.
It sounds ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Sounds completely sane to me. I'd do that without the naked part.
Okay, good to know.
Well, look don't for challenge you at me. Our local McDonald's.
Yep,
then.
Yep.
I don't go to McDonald's, though. I only eat classy burgers.
Mm-hmm. What's a classy burger?
It's like a regular burger, but slightly more expensive.
So we'll look for you in Davis Square at Boston Burger Company.
No, ooh, you should look for me.
Rolling around in the puddle.
You should.
Screaming, "I'm dying, help me."
I would do that in Davis. I'll do it in some other neighborhood. If you're in Davis, you should go to Amsterdam Falafel Shop. That's the place you should go to. The falafels are
naked
delicious.
Roll around in puddles.
No, they
that's
don't
where
do that
Mir nakedly rolls around in puddles.
No, no,
and
I
then
don't.
Goes to work right after. And then people are like, "Weren't you just that guy?" Would you like a falafel today?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
So, would you like a falafel today?
I'm not hungry.
What if I had a falafel in my pocket that I pulled out?
Oh my god, I would definitely not eat that. No, thank you.
Pocket falafel.
It's like pocket sand, but more versatile.
It's like you can save, you know, you don't need to eat carbs, don't need those extra calories. You just use your own pocket instead of a pita pocket for your falafels.
Oh, hey, son.
Yeah.
Trend.
Right? You just put, like, the tahini sauce in and the cucumbers and the onions all in your pocket with the falafel.
I just stuffed my falafel with peanut sauce, and once I finish eating the peanut sauce at the top, I'll go back and pour more peanut sauce in. All you just need falafel, wheat bread, peanut sauce. It's all you need. Mm. Just the next time you're at the place, just smother it in peanut sauce. I mean, I know there are like a million toppings and they're all delicious, but peanut sauce, that's where it's at.
Good to know.
Hmm.
I'm a little biased because I like peanuts, but...
Mm.
Peanut butter, not just peanuts. There's a distinct difference.
This is coming from a known peanut advocate, so listener beware.
Nice. Do we have any more fish?
Business. I can get into some fish, business.
We ready for them fishes?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Alrighty. Now for another episode of Fish Business, which, as per usual, is not about fish. So, on my hike, there's full bloom wildflowers out in Seattle right now. Very beautiful. And because of these flowers everywhere, you got a lot of pollinators like bees. And the way the bees get busy is, it's an interesting tale as well. Male Hymenoptera, which is the classification of flying, stinging insects like bees and wasps and hornets. Especially the social Hymenoptera, the males are kind of useless. No sense directed at human males, but they pretty much just sit around and mooch off of the female workers' work, and then someday they just fly up, high up into the treetops to go into a so-called drone zone, where they wait around for queens to come and possibly mate with them. And if they are able to mate with a queen, it's a big success for them, but they also like a female worker stinging, kind of rip out most of their organs after coitus and fall to the ground and die. But the alternative is freezing when winter comes and dying unfulfilled. So that's a good end for them.
Wow, that's quite unbelievable.
Don't encourage him, Jamie.
Imagine living with me.
I don't have to.
I'm not going to apologize.
I don't have any more music queued up, so we can just keep on talking with this in the background after I say thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform and Only Radio. Yeah.
What?
Why? Who?
Where?
When? How?
Now, brown cow. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. This is some high quality radio entertainment. This is the highest quality. If you had a top 10 radio entertainment qualities, I suppose they'd go from 1 to 10.
Thank you to the 4 people who are still listening to us. We appreciate it. Thanks for staying with us through all the lovely mess-ups that occur on the show and our goofiness.
I don't believe in mess-ups.
Including the people who just forgot it on their laptop and have it running.
It's probably these 4 people, yeah.
Well, I hope it's not like one of my laptops.
Mir.
No, it can't be. I didn't put it on my laptop. Don't
good.
Worry. We're good.
Good. So we have 1 more minute.
No.
Let's just stretch this.
Okay.
This background music. Oh.
You said to stretch.
Yeah. I did. Yam session will be coming up next.
Yam session?
Yes, that's the next show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How do you like them yams?
I don't know.
I like them okay.
Yeah? Do you like them yams, or do you like yams in general?
I actually never listen to them yams.
Yeah, they're so professional. They have like a sticker that they made, like way up there. Yam session, WMFO.org. I need something like that.
That's so heckin' cool.
Heck yeah, boy.
Aw, heck.
Okay.